You have been blessed by the ministry of Apostle Solomon Buckley and Fresh Wind International. Please consider supporting us by going to Cash App, $Prophet Solomon B. Again, that is $Prophet Solomon B. Also, if you would like to have a testimony, you could send us an email at freshwindinternational@gmail.com. If you would like to schedule for a personal prophetic ministry and prayer, you can also email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. God bless you. Turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Praise God. We're going to go through this chapter today. Amen. Our teaching is from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is in the New Testament. Praise God. And we'll start off at the first verse. Father God, we thank you for your word. As your word goes forth, let it go forth with power and with authority in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. I spoke with Brother Galloway. He is doing well. Amen. He is doing well. He will be back very soon. He wanted me to tell everybody hello. And God bless each and every one of you. And thank each one of you for coming. All right, we're going to go 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels. That's right, Brother John. And have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Just like Brother John is beating on that cymbal right there. Let's go back to that verse. Though I speak with tongues of men. That's talking about speaking in the tongue of the natural. Praise God. Come on in, Sister Wilhelmina. Praise God. And of angels. That's talking about speaking in other tongues. So just because I speak with tongues of men, I speak in the language of my people, and I speak in a supernatural language, hallelujah, glory to God, and have not charity, have not charity, what is that? What is that? Have not love. Shanda Bohose, glory to God. I am become as a sounding brass. Oh, I don't sound like nothing. Or a tinkling cymbal. Hit that cymbal, Brother John, so they can hear that tinkling cymbal. Hit that cymbal, Brother John, so they can hear what you sound like. The Spirit of the Lord revealing to you that just because you got the Holy Ghost, there's some maintenance that got to be done on the inside of you. As we used to sing the song, change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. That was for the saints. Change my heart, oh God, that's for the saints. God is speaking to the saints in this hour. He said, I know you can speak in tongues. I know you can prophesy. I know that you can speak in the tongue and the English tongue, and you can speak to men and make them comprehend what you're saying, and you know you have all these eloquent words, and you can prophesy, you can move in the gifts of the Spirit, you can cast out devils, but you don't have no love. Does that sound like some people you've seen, some people that you've met? They can speak in tongues of men and angels, but do not have love. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have not love. We in 1 Corinthians, those that are coming in, God bless you. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 today. Praise God. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 today. And we're going through the word of God to find out what God wants to say to us today. Amen. Praise God. So anyway, we're back at 1 Corinthians. I'm going to read it again for those of you that have come in the door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. God's trying to say to you, what do you sound like? I know you have all these talents and abilities, but what do you sound like? What do people see? What do people see when they come in contact with you? You say you're saved. You say you're sanctified. You say you're filled with the Spirit. You say you're delivered. But what do people see when they come in contact with you? Do they see the love of God? Or do they see something else? Amen? Oh, I didn't hear an amen. What do people see? Now, y'all going to have to talk back to me today. And though, verse 2, I have the gift of prophecy. Oh, I can unveil mysteries. And understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have faith, God's talking to us today, so that I can remove mountains. That means signs and wonders happen.
All right.
When signs and wonders happen through the Christ that's in me, the hope of glory. But if I don't have love, I'm nothing.
All right.
I'm going to talk about this today. I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned. I want y'all to hear the word of the Lord today, because God is giving you freshness through his word today. And God wants you to hear his word. Amen. Because the word is the only thing that's going to sustain you. The word is going to sustain. I bind all distractions in Jesus' name that will keep us from hearing the word on today. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're not going to have distractions today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I bind distraction in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just like we would have our attention on a football game and a baseball game, I need your attention on this word today. Because God, it ain't no eating up in here. Take that out in the hall. This is the Lord's house. Eat out there. Don't leave no crumbs on the floor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, God bless you, Sister Agby. And though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profits me nothing. If I don't show love, if we don't show love as Christians, who are we following? Who are we walking in? Amen. And because I love you, I want to tell you the truth. Charity suffers long. The Bible in Galatians chapter 5, it talks about that, about the fruit of the Spirit. Anybody read that? Have you ever heard about the fruit of the Spirit? Anybody? Anybody? Okay, as long as I'm not talking to a wall. Because if you don't know about the fruit of the Spirit, then I'm going to take you to the scripture. Ma'am, have you heard about the fruit of, you've never heard about the fruit of the Spirit? Okay. All right, we're going to turn to Galatians chapter 5. And it's okay, you know, because the church is a learning institution. Amen. This is not an entertainment tonight or a theater. This is a learning institution. Teach you the word so you can know God for yourself. Amen. So when somebody asks you for an answer, you have an answer. So Galatians is in the New Testament, and the book that's before Galatians is 2 Corinthians, okay? So Galatians chapter 5 says 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace,
long suffering, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against all such, there is no law. So the fruit of the Spirit, I'm going to read it to you again. Love, which basically love is agape, that is caring, seeking for the highest good of another person without motives for personal gain. Okay, joy is the feeling of gladness based on the love, grace, blessing, promises, and nearness of God that belongs to those who believe in Christ. Third, peace. The quietness of heart and mind based on the knowledge that all is well between a believer and his or her heavenly Father. We're going to go to long suffering. Long suffering is endurance. Are you learning something? Are you learning? Okay. I want to make sure. What'd you say? Okay, you got it. Praise God. Endurance, patience, gentleness, not wanting to hurt somebody or give them him or her pain. Goodness, zeal for truth and righteousness. Faith, faithfulness, firm, unwavering, praise God. Last thing, meekness, and then temperance, praise God. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians because we're going to finish this out today. And though I bestow all my goods, verse 3, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3, to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burnt, let's talk about martyrdom, going through death, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. So basically it's saying you can go and be burnt to the stake, but if you don't have love, it just absolutely means nothing. That's what God's saying to us through his word. So charity suffers long. Long suffering is kind. That means if you are a believer, you ought to have long suffering. You ought to be kind. You ought to not envy, be envious of people. Praise God. And if it's bothering you, then you can say ouch. But charity managed not itself. It's not puffed up. You don't have your chest out as a believer. Amen. You don't have your chest out. Praise God. Amen. You're not prideful. You're not envious of people. Praise God. Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not its own, her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh of no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Iniquity is sin. Does not rejoice in iniquity, sin. Sin's pattern. If you're rejoicing in iniquity, guess what? The love of the Father is not in you. Jesus is not in you if you're rejoicing in iniquity. I'm going to teach this thing today. Verse 7, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Come on. In the life of the believer, you got to endure some things. We talked about dealing with hardship as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. That if you are walking this journey, you are going to have some up days and you're going to have some down days. But the thing about it, beloved, is are you going to stand? Are you going to endure until the end? Praise God. That's what God is saying to us. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. That means they shall end. There's going to be a time where prophecy will no longer be. And that will be at the time when Jesus comes. Amen. When Jesus comes, there will be no need for prophecy. Amen. Amen. Because he is the prophet who has fulfilled the prophecies. Amen. That's what the Bible says. But whether there be tongues, they shall cease. That does not mean right now. We can still speak in tongues. We can still be baptized in the Holy Spirit. We can still move in the gifts of the Holy Spirit today, because it's still for today. We are still in the age of the Holy Spirit movement and empowerment. And he is still empowering his people. He is still empowering his church. And he's going to empower you if you yield yourself to him. If you yield yourself to him and say, Lord, I want to be saved. Jesus, I want you to fill me. Baptize me with your power, with your spirit. And you can be baptized, you can be saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit today. If you want to be. That's the question. Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be saved? Do you want to be filled with the precious baptism of the Holy Spirit? You can be saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit today. That's what the Bible tells us, that we're still in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. They shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, who is the one that is perfect? Jesus Christ, the soon and coming King, the soon coming King, excuse me. But when that is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away, will be in fullness. Am I right, Brother John? Fullness. That's what we're striving for in the Christian walk, is fullness. That's right. We are striving to see the fullness. So why do you want anything that's half? Why do you want to come to church and not experience everything that God has for you? Everything that's in his word you ought to be seeking for. Because in the end, if you don't seek for him, there's a place that's seeking for you. Do I need to say that again? If you don't seek after him and get saved, then there is a place that is seeking after you. And that place is called hell. A lot of churches don't want to talk about that. They talk about everything else. They give out candy canes. They have Easter egg hunts. They do every other hunt other than the hunt of the Word of God. And God ain't in no Easter egg hunt. I'm going to tell you right now. He didn't pop out of no egg for your sins. The egg ain't got nothing to do with him. The jelly beans ain't got nothing to do with him. You know, they're serving a fertility goddess. Every time they get them little Easter eggs and they get up in the church talking about they celebrating Easter, they're celebrating a fertility goddess. And that's idolatry. And the Bible says that he doesn't want any other God before him. What kind of God have you put before him? Because there's many type of gods. But as Bishop Charles Harrison Mason once said, the founder of the Church of God Christ, he said, you got to find the God of the Bible. Find the God of the Bible. The God of the Bible. The God of creation. And if you don't know him today, I want you to ask him, say, Lord, reveal yourself to me. You don't need to come to me and ask me to take you through a prayer right where you are. You can say, God, I am a sinner and I am in need of you. Come and change my life. So let's go to the next verse, verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away my childish things. Are you still functioning as a child? Or are you functioning as a son or as a daughter? Are you mature? God, mature me. How are you going to get mature?
when you're not teachable in God's word, to hear the word when God is releasing the word. How are you teachable when you don't even crack open your Bible? You don't even try to get a Bible so that you can, so you can learn and do better. Some of us are still a child, even though we've grown. Some of us are not mature, and God's saying, I want to mature you. I want you to put away those childish ways. The life of the streets, that's thinking as a child. Because glamour, it looks glamorous on the outside looking, but on the inside, your heart is far from God. Put away your childish ways. Put away your toys. Put away your guns. Put away your weed. Put away your crack cocaine. Put away all those things. Get rid of them and yield to God. Get rid of them. Ask God to cleanse you. Ask God to refresh you. Ask God to heal you from your hurt. That alcohol bottle, that's the childish thinking. That's the childish ways. You're supposed to be higher than that. You're in the army of the Lord.
Right.
You're in the army of the Lord. Let's go to the next two verses. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know, even as I am known. Last verse. For now abideth faith, hope, charity, these things. But the greatest of these things is love. Have you decided to follow Jesus?
All right.
Though none, as the songwriter said, though none go with me, still I will follow. Some of your family members may not be on the Lord's side, but have you decided to follow Jesus? Glory to God. Have you decided to follow Jesus? Everything that you hear today, beloved, God's going to roll back the scroll at the judgment. And he's going to remind you of the time when you said at 12:30 Euclid, and a little short man of God, Brother Galloway, got up and preached to you the truth of what God was saying. You're going to be held accountable for what you did not take heed to. Because he was teaching you, thus saith the Lord. God's also going to draw back the time of when there was a 6-3 man that stood up in the pulpit and preached to you the word of God. And he's going to say, I sent that preacher to you that doesn't have all of his hearing, which y'all probably don't believe that, but I don't have half of my hearing. My hearing is gone. I wear hearing aids most of the time, believing God for full healing of my ears, Brother John.
Yeah.
But the Lord has used me to minister to thousands of people around the world. I've ministered to thousands of people, seeing them baptized in the Holy Spirit, seeing them healed, seeing them hearing the voice of God. But here I have a thorn in my flesh. Brother Eddie never knew this. Brother Eddie's known me for 30 plus years. Brother Eddie never knew this. He learned something new. I had to struggle with issues with my hearing all my life. And here I am preaching to you. And you're going to be held accountable for what you did not take heed to. Because the word of God is real. And just like I'm preaching to you today, Jesus, the soon coming King, is coming again. He's coming again, and there is going to be a final judgment where everything is going to be rolled back. And you're going to be held accountable. And the one thing he's going to say, he's going to either say, enter in, or he's going to say, depart from me. Today, I want to know, are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready to say, God, here I am. Lord, send me. Who's in here on today that's saying, I just need a closer walk with the Lord? Who's in here saying, I'm not saved? I'm not saved. I know if Jesus split the sky today, I would go and burn in hell in a lost eternity. Who is it on today? You ain't got to come down to the altar. All you got to do is seek the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. I'm a wretch undone. God, save me. God, save me. I don't want to live this life anymore. Right in your seat, get right with God. Right in your seat, begin to cry out to God and say, God, here I am. I know it's hot in this building. I know it's hot outside. But I don't want to die and go straight to hell. Today is time to take some inventory. Because Jesus is coming back, y'all. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back. So I want Brother Eddie to come down. Those that would like prayer today, I don't want you leaving this place the same way you came up in here. I'm giving altar call on today for those that want to get right with God. You come on down to the altar on today. Those of you that need prayer for healing in your body, you dealing with something in your body, you come down for prayer. Those of you that need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, you come down here. Those of you who are struggling with addiction, I'm talking about you need deliverance, alcohol addiction. You're shooting stuff in a needle in your body. You have addiction. You're dealing with rage. You're dealing with anger. You're dealing with bitterness. You're dealing with rejection. God wants to heal you. God wants to heal you on today. But you got to be willing to yield yourself. Y'all come on down to this altar. Y'all can come up in church just to sit up here and look at me. But y'all come on down to the altar if you're willing. If you're willing, come on down to the altar. Get your life right. Get filled. Get set free today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you really want to be free today, you come on down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father, we magnify your name. Y'all come on down. Those that are willing, come on down to the altar. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, glory to your name.